Hi everyone, welcome back to day two of our story, Pandora's Box. I'm Pat.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Carrie.
Today we're going to continue with the story of Pandora's Box. Yesterday, we found out that the Greek god Zeus got angry when Prometheus stole fire and gave it to humans.
今天我们要继续谈昨天潘多拉的故事咯。昨天我们看到说宙斯因为普罗米修斯擅自偷了火送给了人类而大发雷霆。
He made a woman called Pandora. The plan was that Prometheus would fall in love with her, and then Zeus could control him. However, it didn't work.
后来我们看到宙斯用泥土啊做出了潘朵拉，并且计划要让普罗米修斯爱上他，再用潘朵拉来控制普罗米修斯，但是这个计划并没有成功。
Well, today we're going to find out what happened next. Zeus still wants to punish Prometheus, so he's going to try something else. We also have to find out what Pandora's box is and how it fits into the story.
那我们今天就要来瞧瞧宙斯还有什么招数呢？然后还有潘多拉的盒子又为什么会出现在这个故事里头呢？
All right, let's start the lesson.
Pandora's Box.
Prometheus was too smart to fall in love with Pandora. But Prometheus's brother, Epimetheus,was not as smart. He only saw Pandora's beauty and wanted to marry her. After Epimetheus and Pandora married, Zeus gave Pandora a box with a lock. He warned her,
"Never open this box."
Zeus knew Pandora was a very curious girl.So, he gave the key to Epimetheus. He told him,
"You must never give this key to Pandora."
Pandora wanted to know what was in the box. So every day, she waited for Epimetheus to leave.
Brother, brother. Both Lisa and her brother look like their mom. Both Lisa and her brother look like their mom. Mary, Mary. Mary married, married. Natalie marriedThe love of her life after 8 years together. Natalie married the love of her life after 8 years together. Key. Key. Henry couldn't find the key to his car. Henry couldn't find the key to his car.Wait, wait. Josh waited at the airport for hours before boarding the plane. Josh waited at the airport for hours before boarding the plane.
First, we need to find out why Zeus's plan didn't work. The article says Prometheus was too smart to fall in love with Pandora.We learned that Prometheus was smart yesterday. It looks like he knew what Zeus was trying to do.
I think so. 所以为什么宙斯的计划会失败，就是因为普罗米修斯太聪明了。当你说 too 加上 adj 就是形容词，加上一个 too 跟动形原动词的原型，代表是说你太过于如何，以至于你不会做什么事情的意思。所以说 too smart to do something 代表普罗米修斯太聪明，以至于不会掉入这个陷阱里头。
Well, this is what happened next. The article says, but Prometheus's brother, Epimetheus, was not as smart. So your brother, B-R-O-T-H-E-R, brother, is a boy or man who has the same parents as another person. So I have two brothers, both younger than me. They're not as smart as I am either. Do you have any brothers, Carrie?
Yes, I have two older brothers.
Are they smart?
Yes, I think they are very smart.
Okay. Very nice.
So, 好，我们看回来故事咯。但是呢，普罗米修斯的弟弟 Epimetheus 就没有那么聪明啦。Brother， 我们刚刚跟 Pat 讲的 brother 就是指兄弟，哥哥弟弟都可以。但是如果提到年长的哥哥，像 Carrie 我刚刚提到我的两个哥哥，我们就会说 elder， E L D E R， elder brother 的这样用法。
So here's a sentence. Both Lisa and her brother look like their mom. Both Lisa and her brother look like their mom.
这句话的意思是说 Lisa 和她的弟弟都 look like, 看起来像他们的妈妈。
So what happened with Epimetheus? The article says he only saw Pandora's beauty and wanted to marry her.There's nothing wrong with wanting to marry a beautiful girl. I did. If you marry, M-A-R-R-Y, marry someone, then you become the husband or wife of someone.
好啦 ,Epimetheus 就看到潘朵拉的美貌就很想要 marry her, marry 就是想要娶她啦。比较特别的是说呢我们在中文有嫁或者是娶这两种的说法。但英文都是用 marry 这个字，所以 will you marry me? 你就要看发言人是男生还是女生来决定你是要说你愿意嫁给我还是你愿意娶我吗？这样的说法咯。
So we could say, Natalie married the love of her life after 8 years together.
Wow.
Natalie married the love of her life after 8 years together.
这边是说 Natalie 在八年的爱情长跑之后嫁给了她的挚爱。
And it seems Zeus is happy to let Epimetheus marry Pandora. Maybe it's part of his plan. The article says, after Epimetheus and Pandora married, Zeus gave Pandora a box with a lock. This sounds like the box, but why is it locked?
I don't know, let's keep looking. 所以在 Epimetheus 和潘多拉结婚之后，宙斯送给了潘多拉这个 with a lock, 上锁的盒子。Lock, L-O-C-K, 就是锁的意思，它动词跟名词是同形的哟。
The article says, he, that's Zeus, warned her, never open this box. Okay, if you warn, W-A-R-N, warn someone, you tell them not to do something like,Be careful, that soup is very hot.
So, warn 这个字呢是动词警告的意思。你也可以加 ing, warning, 就可以变成动词变成加 ing, 变成了名词。也可以当成形容词来使用。那这边宙斯是告诉潘朵拉警告咯。Never, 绝对不可以打开这个盒子哦。
Pandora can never open the box. Never, N-E-V-E-R, never means not ever.For example, I've never been to Italy.
所以 never 是个副词，它的意思是绝不、从不、永不的意思。这边呢，就让我们一起来看看英文快译通教我们如何使用 never。
英文
快译通 ，Oh yeah!
Hello， 大家好 ，I'm Tim。今天我们要教大家英文中否定祈使句的用法，一个是使用 never 加上原形动词，另一个则是使用 don't 加上原形动词。然而这两者之间有什么不同呢？现在就让我们一起来看看吧。首先让我们来看看第一个否定祈使句的用法，它的句型是 never 加上原形动词，表示绝对不要做某件事，绝不可以做某件事。让我来举个例子给同学参考。假设今天你因为撒了点小谎被妈妈抓到，妈妈非常生气，这时她可能就会跟你说 Never tell a lie, Never tell a lie, 绝对不可以撒谎。我们都知道撒谎不是好事。好，让我再多举个例子。像我的班上同学有一位叫 John， 他在班上的成绩不太好，常常都垫后，他觉得他自己已经很认真了， 但还是无法赶上别人。为了鼓励他，我常常跟他说 Never give up, Never give up, 永远都不要放弃，只要努力一定会有收获。这样他很听我的话，终于在上次考试名列前茅。但没想到这几次下来又开始退步了，原因竟然是因为他沉迷于网络游戏。所以我跟他说 Never do that again, Never do that again, 不可以再这样了，如果想要好成绩的话，绝对是一刻都不能够松懈的。好，看完了 never 的用法，再让我们来看看 don't 加上原形动词，通常是某人要求另一个人不要做某件事的意思。例如我的表弟 Daniel 非常的调皮，上次我带他去美术馆的时候，他的手一直想要去摸墙上的画作，还我一直要提醒他 Don't touch the picture, Don't touch the picture, 不要摸那张画。此外上次跟他在家的时候，他都一直看电视不吃饭，我只好跟他说 Don't watch too much TV, Don't watch too much TV,不要看太多电视。再来，他上课的时候常常都会偷用手机被老师抓到，害我都拿他没办法，只好跟他说 Don't use cell phones in class, Don't use cell phones in class, 上课不要用手机。此外他上次搭捷运的时候还在里面吃东西跟喝东西，害我只好赶快提醒他说 Don't drink or eat in the MRT,Don't drink or eat in the MRT, 在捷运上可是不能吃东西的哦。好，经过今天的讲解之后，希望各位同学都能对否定祈使句的用法更了解哦。英文快一通，我们下次见咯。
I wonder what was in the box. And I'm not the only one who wants to know. The article says, Zeus knew Pandora was a very curious girl.So he gave the key to Epimetheus. If you're curious, you want to know things.
看到这里是不是大家都一定很好奇盒子到底放什么？那就跟我们一起看下去咯。宙斯知道潘朵拉是个非常 curious, 就是有好奇心的女孩，所以他把 key, 就是钥匙交给了 Epimetheus。Curious 是形容词，好奇的意思。如果你对某件事情很好奇，你就会说 I'm very curious about something. 就像 Pandora is curious about what was in the box 是一样的哦。
We also saw the word key, K-E-Y, key. A key is a specially shaped piece of metal used for locking a door, or starting a car. You have the keys to your house, your motorbike,Lots of other things.
所以如果要打开一个 a box with a lock, 一个上锁的盒子，你一定需要一只 key. Key 这边就是钥匙的意思，名词，但它也可以当作是形容词，代表很关键的东西。如果你形容一个人对某件事情有决定性的影响力，你就可以说它是一个 KP, a key person 的用法。
Mm-hmm. So we could say, Henry couldn't find the key to his car. Henry couldn't find the key to his car.
这里是说 Henry 找不到他的车钥匙。你要注意哦， key 后面的介系词你可以加 to。如果说是找不到房间的钥匙怎么说，你就说 key to the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. The article then says, he, again, Zeus, he told him, you must never give this key to Pandora. There's that word never again.It sounds like there's something really bad in this box.
Yes. 文章又说啊，宙斯告诉 Epimetheus 说，你绝对不可以把钥匙交给 Pandora. 所以我们这边看到了 must 这个助动词有非常强烈的意味，然后又再一次看到了 never, 所以感觉很严肃耶，好像盒子里真的有什么不可告人的秘密。
So Pandora wanted to know what was in the box. So Carrie, if you had a box like this,Would you want to know what was in it?
To be honest, I would certainly want to know what is that. So.
Okay, so yeah, you've got to be very careful. And this is what Pandora did. So every day she waited for Epimetheus to leave. If you wait, W-A-I-T, wait for someone or something, then you stay somewhere and you don't do something until something else happens or somewhere arrives. So you could say, wait for the bus, something like that. In this case, she's not doing anything until her husband leaves.
所以每天潘多拉都 waited for, 就是她每天都在等着她的老公 Epimetheus 出门。Wait 这个字呢就是等候的意思，需要注意的是它后面的介系词加的是 for。所以如果你跟某个人有约，他却一直没有出现，你就赶快 call 他说 I am waiting for you, 我在等你哦 ,when will you get here, 之类的用法。
So we could say, Josh waited at the airport for hours before boarding the plane. Josh waited at the airport for hours before boarding the plane.
例句的意思就是 Josh 登机之前居然在登机那边等了好几个小时 waited for.
Well, that's the end of today's part of the story. So now we have the box, okay, but...We still don't know what's inside it. We'll have to wait until tomorrow to find out if Pandora manages to open it and what she finds inside.
好啦，我们今天终于看到盒子的庐山真面目，但是还是不知道里头的秘密是什么，我们只好卖关子等明天的好戏咯。
Okay, well now it's time to end the lesson.
以上就是我们今天的课程。
Now so far...It seems like Prometheus hasn't been punished at all, right? I mean, his brother marries a pretty girl, that's all. Well, actually, something else happens to him. It's not in tomorrow's part of the story, so we can tell you about it now. Do you know what happens, Carrie?
欸、其实普罗米修斯真正受到的惩罚并没有包含在这几天的课程里。I think I have read about this before when I was in college because I majored in foreign language and literature. So, 但是 I think that's a little bit cruel. Would you like to share with us, Pat?
Okay, well, Zeus took Prometheus and chained him to a big rock so he couldn't get away. Then he got an eagle to fly down, rip open his stomach and eat his liver.
That was horrible. 是不是很残忍？他说啊，宙斯最后把普罗米修斯链在一个大岩石上面，并且让秃鹰飞下来啃食他的肉身，吞噬他的肝脏。God, that was very cruel.
Oh, it gets worse. Prometheus was a god, so he couldn't die easily. Every night, he would grow a new liver. And every day, the eagle would come back and eat it again. And this went onForever. That was his punishment.
That was unimaginable. 更惨的是啊，普罗米修斯他是神哦，所以他是永生不死的，所以每天晚上他都会长出一个新的肝脏，但是每天白天秃鹰又会回来再吃他一次 ，and 然后一直轮回他的惩罚。That was the punishment.
Okay, well, tomorrow we will find out what happens to Pandora with her box, so you can forget about that part of the story for now. Join us again then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I am crazy about soccer.
I am crazy about soccer.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim.欢迎来到今天的小聚会。各位同学平常有没有运动的习惯呢？我猜呢，打球应该是很多人的兴趣。像我家附近就有个空地，常常都会看到很多学生聚集在那边踢足球。假设今天你很喜欢踢足球，英文该怎么说呢？那就是 I am crazy about soccer， 表示我很疯足球。Crazy 一般是用来表达疯狂的意思。假设我们说 This person is crazy， 就表示这个人疯了，精神状况有问题。然而如果我们说 Somebody is crazy about something， 可不是说这个人有问题哦，而是在说某个人非常着迷于某样东西。除了刚提到的足球之外，我相信同学们一定还有其他喜欢的运动。假设你班上有位同学天天都打棒球，开口闭口都是讲到棒球，你就可以说 My friend is crazy about baseball， 我朋友非常疯棒球。然而如果你在 crazy 的前方 加了 not， 那就成了否定句，表示你对某样东西没那么感兴趣。例如刚刚那位很喜欢棒球的朋友，很热情的邀你去打球，甚至找你一起组成球队，但你可能没什么兴趣，你就可以说 Thanks, I'm not crazy about baseball， 谢啦，但我对棒球没那么着迷。最后，无论各位同学喜欢什么活动，都要记住运动是一件好事哦。希望今天教的句子同学们都能记起来。现在就让我们来看看今天的例句，小聚会我们下次见咯。
I am crazy about soccer.
I am crazy about soccer. Pandora's box.
Prometheus was too smart to fall in love with Pandora. But Prometheus's brother, Epimetheus, was not as smart.He only saw Pandora's beauty and wanted to marry her. After Epimetheus and Pandora married, Zeus gave Pandora a box with a lock. He warned her,
Never open this box.
Zeus knew Pandora was a very curious girl. So,He gave the key to Epimetheus. He told him,
You must never give this key to Pandora.
Pandora wanted to know what was in the box. So every day, she waited for Epimetheus to leave.
Brother. Both Lisa and her brother look like their mom. Both Lisa and her brother look like their mom. Mary. Mary married. Natalie married the love of her life after 8 years together.Natalie married the love of her life after 8 years together. Key. Henry couldn't find the key to his car. Henry couldn't find the key to his car. Wait.Josh waited at the airport for hours before boarding the plane. Josh waited at the airport for hours before boarding the plane.